All right, folks, we're going to get this thing started. And I want to say welcome to each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Hey, say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and we're already doing it tomorrow in Japan. This is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. And I got to tell you, folks, you're talking about getting your week off to a great start. If you didn't go to Ambit Power Trip this past weekend in Dallas, Texas, you missed the best power trip ever. Ever. The leaders that we have in Ambit Energy have poured out their hearts, their information to help us build an even bigger business. We got to hear from Jerry Thompson, and I tell you something, I have seen Jerry Thompson for years. I've never seen him more excited. The man actually jumped out of his seat. He actually jumped out of his seat, okay? It was just a wonderful experience. He shared a lot of great information with us. I got to tell you, you should have been there. You should have been there. Now, you have an opportunity to go to Ambit Power Trip that's coming up in November. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. You can register now. VIP registration is up. It includes the Friday leadership breakfast for only $114. Guys, it's not going to get any cheaper, and sooner or later, it's going to sell out. You get the opportunity to go into the event a little bit ahead of time to get some of the best seats. You get an opportunity to mix and mingle with the best of the best in our company. Guys, you got to be there. We also had our CIO, Mr. John Burke, answering technical questions and giving us insight as to what he does with 175 people in our IT department that has us better than any other company around, winning awards for what he does. It was absolutely awesome. And I have to take a quick moment, and I just want to say thank you to all of you who reached out to me and said a kind word or gave a hug or that wonderful ovation at the leadership breakfast. Guys, I really appreciate it. It meant a lot to me. It touched me deeply. And that's what this event is all about. I cannot explain to you how exciting it was or the difference that it made for hundreds of people who were in attendance. But I will tell you this. If you're not in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you're missing it. You're absolutely missing it, and you need to question how serious you are about your business. I don't care whose group you're in. I don't care what organization you're from. When you've got the top income earners and the co-founders of the company investing in you, you need to be there. Here's another place you need to be. Ambition 2017, August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, our major conference of the year. If you're not registered yet, get registered. If you've been in this business only 30 days, you get a special discounted rate of only $149. I'm already hearing about the announcements. I'm already hearing about who's going to be in attendance. Guys, this is your business. Treat it like a business. Invest in yourself. Be a part of what's going on. Now, it's my pleasure, my honor to introduce to you the founder of Ambit Power Trip, the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, my sponsor, my dear friend. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say tonight. Please welcome Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call. Hey, welcome to the call. We had a fantastic weekend this weekend. You know, it was absolutely the best power trip ever.
And yeah,
I can't wait to hear what you're going to share with everyone on the call.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I appreciate the kind words. And I tell you, you know, we had just so many great leaders speak at Power Trip. That's what it's all about, is just getting those little silver bullets. And I got to tell you that I think I've heard Miriam Waito talk, you know, 300 or 400 or 500 times between business presentations and all the times at the training center in Irving when I had that. And, you know, just over the years, and she knocked it out of the park, the best I've ever heard. I mean, I was just soaking it all up. And, you know, I think that when people come to Power Trip, they think that the only people that learn are the people in the seats. Well, the people that also learn are the people that are speaking. And I'm going to share a couple of those gold nuggets of things that I picked up, some things that we took massive action on. Ray Monty's going to share with you in a little bit. But I wanted to take the call tonight to kind of give everybody a little recon, if you will, from Japan. I was over in Tokyo 6 days prior to Power Trip. I flew in Thursday morning of Power Trip back into Dallas. And a couple of things. First, the regulatory board there is called METI. And so in the process of filing application and so on and so forth, METI couldn't get their arms around us giving 2 customer points for the website like we do in the United States. So to achieve 526 in Japan, you're going to have to get 5 households, in other words, 5 energy customers. Your websites will not count for 2 of the points. Chris considered reducing it down to 326, but you know, there's such a mantra in the business and we're so used to it. And hey, we'll take the extra customers. The other thing I wanted to share with everybody is I went around and now I was drawing circles. I don't want somebody to think that I got some pre-release of a corporate video or a corporate business presentation. I did get to see it, however. But I'm out there drawing circles and talking to people and kind of doing some pre-marketing. And really the main reason that I wanted to go to Japan, this is my second trip, is I really kind of wanted to understand the culture, talk to some people over there, you know, understand how meeting rooms work and so on and so forth. The one thing that I found about meeting rooms is that hotel meeting rooms for an evening business presentation run in the $4,000 to $5,000 a night range. So I don't think there are going to be a lot of shared meeting rooms. Now, corporate is going to do a meeting in Osaka and a meeting in Tokyo. They are going to pay that fare, so you want to pump people into those meetings. But most of the meetings over there are going to be smaller meetings. There are companies that you can go online and reserve a conference room. They're kind of like conference centers, and they have several rooms, and we actually did that. You go online, and 3 hours cost us about $200, and they let you in a half an hour ahead of time. There's a little code they give you to get into the door, so they're unattended, and you rearrange the room as to whether you want it in classroom or training, or you know, however you want it. They've got training tables for people to ride on and chairs, and so that was interesting. So I think you can see more meetings like that. The other thing that I can tell you about Japan is people really don't do in-homes there. We're really big on in-homes in the U.S., and you know, it's pretty common sense as to why they don't. You know, I'm sitting in Pecan Bluff in the living room. I've got Ray Monty here. I got Coach Alan Johnson with me. And, you know, I mean, this room is probably about 60 by 30. And if we were doing an in-home here, we could get, you know, 70, 80 people in here pretty easily. Well, the homes in Japan just aren't quite as big. And so there's not a whole lot of in-homes. The business there is built more in coffee shops and that sort of thing. And so I think these smaller conference centers, if you will, I think that those will be utilized as well. The other thing I can tell you about Japan is, and this is so refreshing, is that the prospects over there, they basically tell you yes or no. And the vast majority, some high 90-some-odd percentile, the people that I've talked to are saying that they're in. I want to throw a little comment of caution there. In that they're in, but keep in mind it's free there in the pre-launch, and it also they don't have to pay for their website, so there's really no reason for them not to get in. But I do believe that you're going to get a lot more yes/no answers than you get in the United States. You know, here we get the maybes and the, you know, let me talk to my wife, let me talk to my husband, let me come up with the money. I'm a little busy, timing's not right, blah blah blah. They never tell you yes or no. I don't believe that's going to be the case in Japan and what I've experienced anyway. The other thing that I can tell you is that when you tell somebody in Japan to do something, they don't have the same philosophy or psychology as we have here, which is sometimes they'll do it and sometimes they don't. You know, I believe, and of course, you know, we can't gather customers yet in Japan, so I don't have concrete evidence on it, but I believe that for the most part what we're going to find is the vast majority of people, you know, in my organization in the U.S., about 30% of the people that come into my group never trigger Jumpstart 1. Of course, I don't do apartment complex stuff or, you know, some sort of form of customer gathering. I don't believe in that. You know, and I think if you wanted to rule on whether you should do it or not, you know, I think my income speaks for itself versus people that do it. But the bottom line is that people are going to get their customers in Japan. They fundamentally are going to get their customers. We're going to have guaranteed savings of 1%. Chris feels like our initial offering will be somewhere in the 5% range. Instead of getting a bill from the incumbent there, they'll get a bill from Ambit Energy, just like we do it in Texas. But I think that you're going to see upwards of 90% or more of the consultants that get into your business gather customers. And there's two reasons for that. We're covering every nook and cranny as far as being able to gather customers in the entire country of Japan, with the exception of the island of Okinawa. So, you know, in Texas, for example, if you're not from Texas, let me just reel off a few cities that are municipally owned. San Antonio, top 10 population base in the country. Austin, municipally owned, 11th largest city in the country now. Amarillo, Lubbock, Brownsville, Beaumont, the Woodlands, which is a large portion of Houston. And then all those are just municipally owned, and there's others. There's a part of Garland, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, and I could go on and on and on. And then all the co-ops, which is all the rural area of Texas. So about 30% of the consumer base in Texas is not eligible for our service. 100% of the consumer base is going to be eligible for our service. You know, when I got involved in Ambit Energy in the early days, I knew good people in California and Florida in particular, and I'd call them to try to get them interested in Ambit. They're still not in Ambit because we're not in those states. Yes, we do natural gas in Northern California. Most of my contacts were in Southern California and say, hey, call me back when you get electricity. Splash that against a Brian McClure or Ray Monty or Philip Eckert or Esther Spiener or Chris or Debbie Axon getting the business in Japan. Every single person in the entire country is eligible to be a consultant, but with the exception of Okinawa, every one of those people is eligible for the service, and everybody they know is eligible for the service. So what I can tell you is that, you know, Jerry mentioned that he felt like Ambit Energy Japan revenue would exceed Ambit Energy U.S. revenue probably in a 4 to 5 year period of time. Personally, I think it's going to happen faster than that. And so if you're on this call and you're hearing about all this great stuff about Japan, how explosive it's going to be, people are going to get their customers and so on and so forth, I know what that little man or little woman in the back of your head is saying. They're saying, but I don't know anybody in Japan. Well, I didn't know anybody in Japan either. And so we talked about that at Power Trip, working the Who Do You Know, everybody that's in your downline that hasn't done anything. This is the one time I'd encourage you to call them back and let them know that we're expanding into Japan. In fact, I would encourage you to call them when you know they're at work and just leave a message on their cell phone, or leave a message on their home phone and just say, hey, I know you're not active in Ambit. I'm not trying to get reengaged, but I wanted to let you know we're opening up the country of Japan. If you happen to know anybody in Japan or happen to know of somebody who may know somebody in Japan, give me a call back. And if they call you back, great. If they don't call you back, that's okay too. Bottom line is I would go reach back out to all those people. All the people you know, all your family members, everybody is eligible for what I'm talking about, working the Who Do You Know. So, you know, we were talking about that at Power Trip, and a gentleman came up to me, and he said to me, he said, Brian, he said, you might want to mention this. We'd already had the lunch break, so I want to mention this. But I had a little button made up that said, Who Do You Know in Japan? And he says, I've already gotten 12 leads from it. My wife and I both wear the buttons, and I got my mom wearing it, my dad wearing it. And if they find somebody, they just get the name and number. It's a curiosity deal. And we've gotten 12 solid leads for the country of Japan just based off of that number. So I mentioned that as we opened up the afternoon session. And I was saying, hey, that's pretty cool, you know. I'll tell you a little aside story. They had similar buttons, curiosity buttons, in XL Telecommunications. And there's a lot of different ways to prospect people. I just didn't feel like I ever wanted to wear a button. In fact, I joke about it. All the people that wore buttons would recruit people, and I would train people if they were comfortable to wear buttons to do that. But there was a trainer, a corporate trainer, that said, if you ever catch me outside of the four walls of my house without a button on, I'll give you $10,000. And sure enough, everywhere this guy went, he wore a button. I don't care if he had a T-shirt on. And I used to joke after I get up and speak after him, I'd say, well, if you find me outside of my house with a button on, I'd give you $10,000. Now, with that said, I can promise you that I'm going to start wearing the who do you know in Japan button, okay? And so, you know, Ray Monty, he's a doer. He's not a talker. And so he and his crew came down after Power Trip. We got about 45 people at the ranch. We had a Chamber of Commerce day today. We just had a great time, and everybody enjoying themselves. And Ray walks up to me at noon, and he goes, what do you think of this? And he's got the buttons already designed, already up on a website. And he said, on my call tonight, I'm gonna mention these buttons. And I said, oh my God, thank God I didn't have to fool with it, you know, at a buck a piece for a 2.5-inch button. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so anyway, I wanna turn it over to Ray to talk about the buttons and his excitement towards Japan as well. So, Mr. Ray Monty.
Brian, thank you, and Bear, thank you. What an incredible weekend, and down here at Pecan Bluff, I know a lot of you, we saw yesterday, have been here, and it's just a beautiful weekend, and to see how Brian and Betsy are living to be part of it is amazing. So we're excited to be here, but we're excited about Japan and Ambit and what's getting ready to take place. And Brian's right, Anthony and Vanessa Gonzalez from Corpus Christi actually were the ones who went up to Brian and talked about their button and actually sent me a picture of their button. And, you know, as I'm sitting there listening to Brian, I go back to Excel and start thinking about 15 or 20 years ago. And I remember a story of the number three income earner in Excel Communications, a gentleman who was making in excess of $300,000 a month. And the way that he was introduced to Excel Communications back then was through a button. He walked into a bank, and there was a guy wearing a button that said paid to help others, and asked him what that was. And that's how he was introduced into Excel Communications and went on to make millions of dollars. But that guy who wore the button, just for wearing a button and introducing that gentleman to Excel and starting that conversation, was a top 100 income earner, which meant, I don't know, $20,000-$25,000 a month in income because of one button. And, you know, Brian made that comment after Anthony and Vanessa showed him that button, and the light bulb went on above my head and said, man, we got to get on this. And so on our way from Dallas to Whitney Point, I called up Rob Utter, who's a senior consultant on my team and just very, very talented. He started putting some buttons together. We set up a website, and over the last 24 hours, we went from an idea to having these buttons ready to go. And, you know, guys, think about this. Think about if you have 5 buttons, 10 buttons, 100 buttons, 1,000 buttons on your team. And it doesn't even have to be your team. I'm buying a button for my mom, and because my mom loves to talk to people, and if somebody starts talking to her about what does that button say about Japan, she's going to say, well, my son's with a company called Ambit Energy. She's going to get me phone numbers, and you know what? If I've got some friends and family members who won't do the business, but I can have some referrals or pay them for successful referrals, I'm all about it. So here's what we did over the last 24 hours. Rob and Michelle Utter put all this stuff together, so I can't thank them enough for all they do. These buttons are for anybody in Ambit. And so, you know, you can go there and order them. You must order at least 10. We're not going to be shipping ones and twos and threes. It's just not cost effective, and it's going to be way too much work for Michelle. So you're going to have to order a minimum of 10. They're going to be sent out priority first class. If you order at least 100, they're free for shipping. You can pay online with a credit card. There's 4 different designs to choose from. The pins, again, are $1 each. And, you know, I'm going to get them out to my team. I'm going to be selling them at some of our local meetings. I'm going to be taking them to our training in Danbury, Connecticut, hopefully this Saturday. And I'm excited to get my hands on these. I personally took 1,000 because I want to get them all out and distribute them. And, you know, they're great tools to take somebody who's new and say, hey, go get your first 3 customers or 2 customers, and I'll give you 5 pins to be wearing around. Have some fun with them. But here's the deal. The website is www. Japan, Japan, button, BUTTON.com, www.japanbutton.com. And just so everybody's clear, the order is going in tomorrow morning. We should have the buttons in hand Wednesday, Thursday, the latest would be a safe bet. Michelle Utter is going to work extremely hard. I know we've got a couple hundred orders already. The initial batch that we're ordering is 20,000. It's important to get on that initial batch because turnaround's going to be a couple days after that. So what's going to happen is you order them, pay by credit card. Michelle gets the order. She's going to get the buttons probably Thursday. She's going to turn around, get them shipped out to your priority mail. Depending on where you are in the country, some people might get them on Friday, some people Saturday, some people Monday. But we're excited. Listen, I'm extremely excited, and I know Brian is because Brian's going to wear a button. You know, think about people everywhere you go. And I was talking to some people before talking about sending their kids to school with buttons and letting their teachers or parents talk to their kid about what is that and just basically saying, let my mom call you. Let my daddy call you. They got a home-based business that's getting ready to expand in Japan. And, you know, guys, listen, this is all about conversations. Anybody who was at Power Trip, and I agree with Baird, to me it was the best one I've ever been at, which is saying a lot. And hearing Tim Devine do his thing yesterday, he was amazing. And, you know, Tim came into the business, him and his wife Sonia, 26 months ago, and a gentleman by the name of Ed Thompson, now executive consultant, had a conversation with a total stranger via Facebook in Maine, which was opening up for 700,000 potential customers. What's going to happen up when 82 million potential customers open up in Japan here shortly? And so it's just about not only you having a conversation, but the more people on your team, the more points of distribution that you have. And that's why it's important to build it the right way and empower people so they're out there doing what we do, which is having conversations and sorting through the masses, looking for people that are looking to change their financial future. And so, you know, if you've got five buttons out there, you got a pretty good chance of talking to people. What if you have 50? What if you have 500? What if you're Brian McClure and you have 50,000 buttons out over the next couple weeks? Do you know how many conversations are going to come from those buttons? So, again, the website is www.japanbutton.com. www.japanbutton.com. A lot of information is up there. I want to thank Rob and Michelle Utter for all they do, and also thank Brian and Betsy for having us down here and just an incredible, incredible power trip. You know, guys, take advantage of this, what's going on. I got to spend some time over at the corporate office with Darryl and Eric and Jerry Thompson, and I've never seen them as excited as they are right now and just pumped up about what's getting ready to happen here in Japan. And I thought the Friday night Q&A with John and Jerry was just very, very, very telling. I've never seen Jerry as excited or as loose. And, you know, the questions were incredible. The way they answered it was incredible. And so thank you, Brian. And, you know, guys, thanks for having me on the call here tonight. I'm going to turn it back over to my good friend, number one income runner, Mr. Brian McClure.
Yeah, if you buy at least 100, the shipping is free. They're a buck a piece, and I tell you, I've never worn a button before, but as big as this is, if I get one lead off of that button that turns into somebody who brings in somebody who brings in somebody who brings in, you know, a leader into this business, I mean, wearing a button could be worth $1 million to you. And you know, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the drawer. I didn't even think about having my kids and Betsy and other people that are close to me wearing buttons. But, you know, you think about this as well, is those people could be anywhere in the country. You know, people in Southern California that aren't interested in the business. That my sister lives in Southern California. She's a doctor. She's going to be wearing a Who Do You Know in Japan button around, because if she finds somebody, she can she's actually in the business, so she can put them into her business. But you could have somebody in Utah, you could have somebody in Florida, you could have somebody in Colorado or Missouri or someplace that we're not, and, you know, it just isn't going to matter, because if they refer somebody from Japan, that's where we are. So think about it, you know, just not in your local area, but think about the number of people that you may have that could wear buttons. What about buying buttons and distributing them to people and say, hey, look, if you get a bite off of this, it could be worth a lot of money to you. Would you mind wearing this button? I'll work it for you. And if we get somebody in Japan, then you can join and put that person underneath you. you know, bottom line is that this is a way that you can create a written list underneath somebody anywhere in the world, literally anywhere in the world. So it doesn't matter if they're North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, Nevada, which we'll go to at some point in the next couple of years, probably Arizona, wherever we're not, as I'd have people wearing buttons there that are prospects. So I'm actually going to reach out to some people that I know are interested in Ambit Energy, but we're just not there yet. I'm going to say, hey, this is a long shot. There's somebody else that is actually going to take the designs and turn them into T-shirts. So whether it's T-shirts, bumper stickers, or buttons, the only thing on this website is buttons. I mean, folks, I'm going to get several hundred buttons, and I'm going to get them out to people, and I'm going to have people wearing that button all over the United States of America. I mean, this thing is huge. You know, everybody's grasping for how can I get involved in Japan, and what I can tell you is all it takes is one. It's a mass deal. The more exposures, more eyeballs that hit the buttons, you know, maybe it takes 1,000 eyeballs for somebody to say, hey, what's that button about? I know somebody in Japan. Well, if you got 1,000 people wearing it and 10 sets of eyeballs hit it, then guess what? Your number is going to come to bear fruit to you a lot quicker than if just you are wearing it. So this is about mass distribution of the buttons to get them on as many people as possible. It's also the way for somebody that doesn't know anything about the business to create a written list and to be actually get into the business regardless of where they are in the United States of America. So to say I'm excited about it is an understatement. They're going to place order tomorrow, so you need to get on that, so you get in that initial order. They're not going to order a whole bunch and have them on the shelf. It's going to kind of be an on-demand sort of thing. So when you get off the call tonight, or probably some of you already ordered them, but you want to get on top of this, japanbutton.com. Also, ambitpowertrip.com. Bear mentioned that the VIP is up $114, which is a $10 discount for VIP tickets. Get into the event early, okay? And the breakfast, 100%, every time we've ever had a breakfast, it sells out. So, you know, the best thing to do, it's in Scranton. It's the first weekend in November. Jerry Thompson's confirmed because Chris is in Japan and can kind of be the general manager of Ambit Japan. I can't guarantee you that he's going to be there. If he's not going to be there, John Burke will be there. Who knows? We might have all three of them there. We're going to have some incredible leaders at that Ambit Power Trip. So go to ambitpowertrip.com. Buy your ticket. It's not going to sell out tonight or anything, so go buy your buttons first. But go ahead and get your ticket. And this is what I can tell you, whether it's ambition, whether it's Power Trip, whatever it is, people will do what you do. And if you're going to encourage them to register for an event, they're going to ask you inevitably, are you going? And they say, absolutely, I already bought my ticket. You know, so as you're encouraging people to go to events, ambition, Power Trip, regional training, whatever it is, you have to have purchased your ticket and let them know that you're committed, or they're not going to go either. So, you know, at this point, obviously, you want to get everybody to ambition that you possibly can. You also want to get everybody to Power Trip, because Power Trip's going to come right behind the promotions of that. Ambition's going to be off the chart. I've already got some people that have committed to come from Japan. You know, there's going to be a lot of little small Japanese flags there. They're going to have to interpret Japanese. It's going to have a whole different flair. They'll have training seminars on Japan. It is going to be unbelievable. So, you know, you sat there, you worried about how can I get, you know, poor pitiful little me, I don't know anybody in Japan. Well, we just gave you a way to give you an above average chance. If you distribute a lot of these buttons around the country, you're going to have a lot of leads, and not all those leads are going to pan out. You know, it's not going to be that way. But, you know, if you got 12, 15, 20 leads, I promise you, you're going to put somebody in your business in Japan, and probably more than one somebody's with an S, not just a somebody. I'm telling you, everybody I've shown it to in Japan is excited. Keep in mind, we're going to be the first 100% service company ever to go to Japan. Depending on what website you read, Japan's the second or third largest total retail dollar volume network direct selling company, network marketing direct selling company in the world. So it's very, very well received there, and we've got 100% of the country from day one, except we can't get customers in Okinawa. And go look at a map. You know, Okinawa's down to there's a chain of islands in the country of Japan. It's at the very southern tip, and relative landmass to the rest of Japan, I mean, it is like next to nothing. So, you know, I've already got people in, saying they're going to get my business from Okinawa, and they know people all over the country. Okinawans travel into the main part of Japan constantly. So big military base there. All I can tell you, folks, is this is going to be big.